Ready to step up your photography game? Today we're diving into the art of capturing incredible photos and maybe even discovering something new about yourself along the way.
That's right. We're going beyond the technical stuff like aperture and shutter speed and getting right to the core of photography's self-expression and authenticity. And we'll even see how those themes can actually play into online dating success.
And for this visual journey, we'll be exploring the work of Shannon Kathleen.
She's a photographer here in the Twin Cities?
Yeah, and she's really built a career around helping people feel comfortable in front of the camera.
What I think is so interesting is that her website, her blog, even her self-portrait masterclass, it all really emphasizes a stress-free approach to photography. She clearly gets the anxiety people often feel going into a photo shoot.
Totally. And I love how in her blog, she actually addresses those fears head on. Yeah. You know, we've all had the thought, like, what if I look awkward?
Oh, yeah.
But she gets it.
She does. And something else that I find remarkable is her work with high school seniors. She has 60-minute in-person planning sessions before even touching a camera.
Wow.
I think that's such a powerful way to build rapport.
It really makes you wonder how many of us could use that kind of intentionality before a big event.
Totally.
Not just photo shoots, but anytime those nerves start to creep in.
It's true. And speaking of calming those nerves, Shannon has all these little relaxation techniques that she kind of sprinkles throughout her material. Deep breaths, visualization, you know, simple but effective tools that really anyone can use in any situation.
You know, those are the little details that I find so valuable. It's one thing to talk about feeling confident, but she's giving people actionable steps. It's like having a photography coach and a life coach all in one.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
She really does weave in those life lessons. It's great. And that actually connects really well with another big theme in Shannon's work, this idea of authenticity being your secret weapon.
Yes. And for her, it's more than just a buzzword. I was reading on her website, and I found this quote from Pema Chodron.
Good.
We already have everything we need. There is no need for self-improvement.
Wow.
It really stopped me in my tracks when I read it.
It's powerful, isn't it? And it really speaks to Shannon's whole philosophy, you know, embracing imperfections, letting your true self shine through, both in how you see yourself and how you present yourself to the world.
It's true. And it makes you think about her self-portrait masterclass even more. It's like she's saying, hey, you are enough, and here's how to capture that.
I was going to mention those masterclass testimonials. People talk about it being a therapeutic journey of self-discovery.
So it's more than just learning how to use your camera. It's about connecting with yourself on a deeper level. I love that.
Exactly. And it shows how photography can be a tool for personal growth.
Yeah. You wouldn't necessarily think about photography that way, but when you listen to Shannon talk about it, it makes complete sense. And this is where it gets really interesting, because she connects photography to this idea of slow living.
Really?
Yeah, which I have to admit I was not expecting.
Interesting.
But she talks about it in her blog.
Okay.
And it's this really cool connection she makes. She was saying how for her photography is really about being present in the moment, savoring the process, finding beauty in the everyday.
Oh, wow.
And I thought that was really interesting.
So it's like mindfulness, but applied to how you see and interact with the world through your camera lens.
Exactly. And she even recommends Mel Robbins.
All right.
The author who wrote 5-Second Rule.
Yeah.
As a resource for living in the now. It's like she's creating this whole toolkit for intentional living, and photography is just one part of it.
It's more than just taking a pretty picture, right?
Yeah.
It's about shifting your whole perspective.
Exactly. Right. And this will probably sound like a bit of a jump, but it made me wonder, how does she take this slow living approach and apply it to something as fast-paced as online dating, which, if you remember, she also helps people with?
Okay, yeah. That's a good point. It's a totally different world.
Right. Talk about clashing philosophies. Slow down and savor the moment versus swipe, swipe, swipe. But I'm really curious to hear how she brings those two things together. It does feel kind of like one of those opposites attract situations.
Yeah.
But then again, maybe that's what makes it work, you know?
Right.
Finding those moments of intention, even when things are moving so fast.
Definitely. And you know what's interesting? Shannon actually met her husband on Bumble.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. So she gets it.
That's amazing.
She's speaking from experience when she says that professional photos can really make a difference.
Okay, so that's huge, right? Because it's not like she's just saying that, she actually lives it too. But why professional photos, though? Is it just about having really nice pictures, or is there more to it?
I think it's a lot more than that.
Yeah.
She talks about how your online dating photos are like an investment in your own personal brand. Kind of like how you'd have professional headshots taken for your career.
So it's about putting your best self out there, but not in a way that feels fake or anything.
Exactly. It's about showing up authentically And the cool thing is, she doesn't just take your picture and send you on your way. You
know, really.
She actually helps you through the whole process.
Wow.
Like figuring out what to wear, finding poses that make you feel confident and look natural. She's like a dating coach and a stylist all rolled into one.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And it really highlights how she approaches everything with this really thoughtful, big picture mindset. It's never just about the technical side of photography. It's about all of it.
Right.
Exactly.
It really makes you realize how much intention matters. Like no matter what you're doing, whether you're setting up a shot for a picture or setting up your online dating profile, it's about making conscious choices and showing up as you truly are.
That is such a good takeaway. And you know, this whole deep dive has really got me thinking, what if we all kind of looked at our lives through that lens? And I don't mean literally through a camera lens, although that's cool too, but just with that same level of intention and realness, you know, how different would our lives be? How would it change how we see the world, the decisions we make, how we even see ourselves?
Those are really great questions.
Yeah.
It makes you think.
It really does. And on that note, we'll leave you all with that thought to ponder. How would you tell your story if you could only use one photograph? What would your most authentic self look like? That's something to think about. Until next time, everybody, keep exploring and keep diving deep.